Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a new satirical movie coming out, put out by NBC, making fun of sitcoms. But it's really a psyop. It's not making fun of them. This is exactly what they're like. But it took the satire to really let me see, from the few sitcoms the modern sitcoms I've witnessed, how they've dumbed everything down. That is coming up, and I want to discuss the chemicalization, the overall dumbing down of the public. Because as stupid as these characters sound, that's what the young people are like. You try to talk to them, they are about as smart as my dog. So that's coming up. Also, what's happening in Iran, what's happening with North Korea, all extremely important. Open phones later in the hour, and we're going to have David Icke on for 2 hours today. That's always informative and interesting to get his perspective. Also, two interesting articles. A CNN, yeah, I've been telling you this for years, American Al-Qaeda member acknowledges Jewish ancestry. Adam Gadon, also known as Azeem the American. Yeah, that's really what the Muslims call him, Azeem the American. They always like Chemical Ali. Oh, Americans don't know who the boogeyman in Iraq. Give them like comic book names like Chemical Ali. Their little feeble brains can get that. I mean, how stupid do you like being treated? He's the grandson of the former head of the ADL. He got arrested repeatedly for beating up Muslims outside mosque. I mean, he hates Muslims that much. Rabid Zionist. And then he becomes the head of Al-Qaeda. And then the Intel Center gets caught uploading his videos with the Al-Qaeda watermark in the same video layer as the Intel Center. And the Intel Center is publicly run by CIA former psych warfare experts under Rumsfeld. Publicly, the CIA. Publicly. This guy's probably in Miami. But the public loves it. They hate foreigners, and so they'll don't understand the whole anti-terror apparatus is for them. But I guess CNN's anti-Semitic for getting into that. Well, no, they're just spinning it because it's now popular knowledge out there, so I'll look at that later. Also, an article by Ezra Levant, who's Jewish himself. This is in the Ottawa Citizen, that's in the capital of Canada. Big paper there. And it says in 65 and 66, the Canadian Jewish Congress helped organize the fledgling Canadian Nazi Party. So that's why I'm attacked by the Nazis and the ADL. Don't like any of you guys. That sounds crazy, but it's true, and I wrote about it in Shakedown, my new book about Canada's human rights commissions, which are meant to take everybody's free speech. So it's the same thing. It's been in the London Guardian that the major Nazi groups are run, not infiltrated, run and founded and run. And the major Klan groups are founded and run by the FBI. And McVeigh was run out of Elohim City by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That came out in declassified FBI documents. Kurt Nemo posted this article, but also did a blurb above it and added the declassified FBI document up there. What happened is the FBI blacked one out in a lawsuit, and in another lawsuit they blacked out another part, but with the two letters it was put together, and you could see basically the whole article. Oh, got caught. But hey, Southern Poverty Law Center, you got to have terrorists blowing up federal buildings or you can't send out intelligence reports to all the professional people. You're a doctor or a lawyer, you get their stupid intelligence report. Give up all your rights, get rid of free speech, or the Nazis will get us. Oh, yeah! They'll get us, big, mean, scary Nazis. Big, scary fangs. Bite, bite, snap, snap. And people wonder why I don't embrace the Nazis. I'm not going to embrace the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center. Or the real racists that are out there as well for all the tea in China. Got that, you big fat feds?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, huge news blitz coming up. I'm going to break down what's happening with GM and Chrysler. I told you they're breaking them up in pieces and then piling money on top of it, a bailout money, and giving it to foreign corporations. I mean, just absolute robbery. You are paying taxes to lose the company, not paying taxes to prop it up. So just crime on top of crime at levels never before seen. That is coming up. I want to get more into the CNN headline. American Al-Qaeda member acknowledges Jewish ancestry. And then one out of the Ottawa Citizen, big paper in Canada, creating anti-Semitism since 1965. Canadian Jewish Congress, run by the Brothmans, organized the fledgling Canadian Nazi Party. Totally staged. And I've been out to Nazi rallies to protest them in Austin. We've shot video of it and showed it on TV. And folks, they're not Nazis. And as far as there's a genetic type, and we ought to dig those videos out and show it, they were Jewish folks here in Austin. I mean, facts are facts. And it's being used to ban free speech and liberty in America. And it's terrible and it's horrible, but it's in the mainstream news. And this is what false flag terrorism is. Are there real Nazis, real white supremacists? Yes. But now you wonder why I say, was Von Braun under mind control? He was under federal custody for 6 years in the 80s with a crazy box thing with fake dynamite and a gun that sounds fake. Then he pops back up and shoots this guard. Now, he could be a real crazy. But the issue here is you wonder why I say this could be an op. Look at the timing with the Federal Reserve about to be audited. And the government wants to tar and feather the anti-Federal Reserve movement as anti-Semitic when it has nothing to do with that. And they desperately want to do it. They always have the Nazis sicked on me because I don't make it about religion or race. And I know some of the groups that have been sicked on me are feds, and it's come out they are feds. That's come out in the Orlando newspaper. The big Nazi rallies they have there were run by feds. I mean, German Nazis are started and run by feds, the modern ones, and the British. I'm going to break this down later. We'll talk about it with David Icke. But and who gets caught in the middle? Americans of all stripes, Japanese, Anglo-Saxon, Jewish. It's very sick. Listen, I have a new sponsor I wanted to tell you about. I'm going to have him up for an interview, not because he's a sponsor, but because everybody I always talk to, police, military, Joe Bannister was in here wearing a Front Sight t-shirt the other day. And he said, oh, you're wearing a suit. Should I put a suit on? He went and changed into a suit. But then he brought the Front Sight t-shirt and showed it before he even knew I'd just been contacted by the owner of Front Sight. This is reportedly the best and the most inexpensive training out there. And I know a bunch of shooters, people that are obsessed with shooting competitions and things, and I've been in them years ago, more than a decade ago. Never been to Front Sight. But they supposedly are the best, and they've got an offer here for our listeners. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza? The founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you this deal. It won't last forever, so listen up. You're going to attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed even law enforcement military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Thousands have already taken advantage of this opportunity, and you should too, so don't miss out. Go to frontsight.com today and get your training and free gun. Frontsight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Or visit them by clicking on the banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about right now is eFoods Direct, the place to get your storable foods for preparedness if society is on the verge of collapsing by design. There's a 10% chance of that happening, and it's a lot bigger than that. You should have storable foods, and this is the non-GMO, non-hybrid place to go. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, and then FoodsDirect.com. Get a free brochure, watch the videos, look at the ingredients list, all the different food packages, little mini stoves, buggy packs, water filters. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line, ladies and gentlemen. If you have your own bread, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Okay, let me now hurry through all the rest of the news and information here. I'm going to play this clip first, and then I'm going to break down the full magnitude, or at least closer to the full magnitude. I mean, the corruption is so incredible, it's even hard to describe. And what she's saying is what we've been talking about for months. They planned 3 years ago that we knew of. To hijack Chrysler and give it to Bilderberg Group-owned Fiat. To hijack GM. As GM goes, so goes the nation, and hand it over to the Brazilians, the Russians, the Europeans, and the Chinese. All the divisions that made money are being handed over to new private corporate owners, and they're being paid millions of dollars apiece to take it. And you understand that even under global law that we've signed on to criminally in the World Trade Organization, they can't use the economic stimulus money or bailout money exclusively in the U.S. So the argument is, well, you know, the U.S. per capita is only a small part of the world, 5% of the world population. So the majority of the money, the bailout money, has to be spent outside the U.S. They're not even allowed to use the bailout money and stimulus money domestically on only domestic projects. That's the New World Order. Just like the $14.8 trillion to go hedge all the markets, drive up commodities, and then you pay more in a tax to the bankers as a commodity, and you pay to speculate and run up the price. You see, it's all about imploding society. It's risk, clearing off all the other board pieces. This is a game of chess, folks. We're being wiped out here. These people aren't nice. That's why they're in control. So stop sucking your thumb and living in la-la land. They're going to steal everything that is even nailed down, including the kitchen sink. Everything. They will implode everything. And the fact you lay there being fooled by Obama and fooled by the Republicans only encourages them. This is economic warfare backed up by paramilitary force. I mean, if they're going to let if nobody can stop Texas and Alabama and Florida and Michigan cops randomly pulling over families and stealing their wallets, they're not going to be able to stop the bankers robbing everything till you get up off your fat butts and stop thinking that everything's okay. I'm not talking to our general audience, but all the new stations picking us up and everybody tuning in. Listen to me. I'm telling you the truth, and you know it in your gut already, and you know it intellectually. We're not in Kansas anymore. So get ready to go down the rabbit hole here, or we don't have a prayer. Now let's play Representative Michelle Bachmann breaking it down. And what she's saying is on record. This is mafia government. Here it is.
So that they could stay open. That senator was able to arrange a meeting between the dealer and the officials at GM.
You know, we got more time today. Back all the way from the start. Back it up all the way to the start. I know I yesterday had you play it from there. Play it from the start. Here it is.
I thank the gentleman from Missouri, and I'm very concerned again about these motor takeovers from the federal government. One thing that I'm very concerned about, a story came out today where there's been approximately 1,500 letters, I believe, that have gone out to GM dealerships. One story that came out today, there's a dealership that I know of that applied to their Democrat senator to appeal for help so that they could stay open. That senator was able to arrange a meeting between the dealer and the officials at GM. We all know GM is now Government Motors because it's owned by the American people. It's been nationalized. There's no private corporation the way we used to think of GM. Now the main stockholder is the American government. So this Democrat senator who was applied to for help was able to secure a meeting with General Motors and the car dealership, and they were able to get their dealership back. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. There's also another article I saw today where a constituent had contacted one of the representatives, a Democrat representative, here in this chamber, Representative Barney Frank. Barney Frank was able to go and talk to the right people and get this dealership back open. Is that what we have come to in this country? That rather than a private business with a private contract with another private corporation, they're no longer able to work out their agreements because, as columnist Michael Barone has called, he said, now we've moved into the realm of gangster government. We have gangster government when the federal government has set up a new cartel and private businesses now have to go begging with their hand out to their local, hopefully well politically connected congressman or their senator so they can buy a peace offering for that local business. Is that the kind of country we're going to have in the future? When I was on the phone today for over an hour with one of my local dealers, the very first thing out of her mouth was this. She said, this is the most un-American thing I have ever seen in my life. I can't believe that I live to see the day that my country would come to this point where, having my dealership for 90 years, I get a letter FedEx to me that tells me I have until Friday to sign this document to not only give up my company that was made worthless, worth $15 million, made worthless overnight. Now GM is demanding that she hand over
the
customer list.
They're doing it because they know we don't have any guts. They know we've capitulated. We've rolled over. We're not tough, folks. We're cowards. We got to get our manhood back. I'll explain it and finish the clip on the other side.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Watchmen! Watchmen, steal everything you got! Yeah! Gonna take everything you got, baby, yeah. I feel good. Coming to America. Gonna rip you off.
I gotta move.
Where the police beat up ambulance drivers for no reason. Where the IRS take your money and not tell you where it goes.
Sometimes I feel so nice.
Oh, yeah. Gonna take GM, gonna give it to my friends. Cause I'm a gangster in chief, baby, yeah.
I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice.
When we have 50 million abortions and the stupid people don't even know it's a baby. These suckers is ready, so let's rape them good. Yeah, yeah, woo, yeah, feeling you, baby. Rape 'em good, up and down, oh, side to side. Take it all, baby, good. I'm ready to take it all. So come on, baby, and get ready, cause daddy's coming to town.
Then you won't know what it's all about.
You like abuse, baby, I'm gonna give it to you. You want daddy to hurt you real good, well, get ready. How about I break your nose and knock your teeth out, bitch?
Give me!
You like SWAT teams and cameras? You my hoe now! It's the American bitch. I drag her by the hair. She begs me to take it easy. And that's when I put cigarettes out on her eyes. And she thanks me, oh. She said, keep doing it, baby, yeah.
I got that thing. Tell me what it's all about. I got soul. I'm super bad. Got the move. Sometimes I feel so nice.
But I tell you, I got a big problem here, baby. There's this one girl, Representative Michelle Bachmann. That's why I got the control media going after her every day. Talking about how stupid she is. I'm a little bit scared of this bitch. She ain't doing what I tell her. Let's go ahead and play her. Maybe I send the IRS over to her house. Here she is talking about what I'm doing with the company. Here it is.
Sure. When I was on the phone today for over an hour with one of my local dealers, the very first thing out of her mouth was this. She said, this is the most un-American thing I have ever seen in my life. I can't believe that I live to see the day that my country would come to this point where having my dealership for 90 years, I get a letter FedEx to me that tells me I have until Friday to sign this document to not only give up my company that was made worthless, worth $15 million, made worthless overnight. Now GM is demanding that she hand over her customer list, her service customer list to GM. Why? GM most likely will use those customer lists. They'll give it to her former competitors.
That's how it works, baby.
What's her remuneration? She had the rug pulled out from her and from her husband. They've virtually lost everything overnight. To what? To what Michael Barone calls a gangster government. We need to call this for what this is, my colleague. We need to call this for what this is. Call it out. The American people need to get outraged and figure out that it could be them next.
But you know you like gangsters, baby. You like the bad boys.
The administration of...
Shut your mouth, sugar.
Car czars, wage czars. There's over 20 czars that have been appointed.
Come here, Congresswoman. I'm going to shoot you up with some mercury. That'll make you shut your mouth.
We've been bypassed. We now have an imperial presidency where the president has appointed various czars, appointed
directly to him. Drink your fluoride and shut up, lady.
Reaching into the confines of private businesses and overnight rendering them virtually worthless, unless they have a special tug, a political tie, to a local Democrat congressman.
That's how we roll.
Come to.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I got a bit racy there with the satire, but it's not satire. We're being raped by the gangster in chief, baby.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
The only reason we've had so much wealth in this country is our forebears would kill anybody that tried to enslave them. And they wanted their private property, and they were ready to die to keep it. And a lot of them did. But the elites learned to keep their hands off the American people, at least to a certain extent. And, of course, the men back then didn't act tough. They were tough. Physically, they probably weren't as strong as the men of today. But their minds were strong. And they were committed. Sam LaBrere, we'll keep him about 10, 15 minutes, and I'm going to get into the mind control and the media. David Icke, straight ahead in 26 minutes. Sam LaBrere is with 9/11 Truth up in Canada, up in Montreal. And he found out there was a conference called the New World Order, and he sent us the documents for it. They put out press releases. And I was familiar with the group. I'd read about it in SPP documents that we'd gotten through Fourier Acts. The International Economic Forum of the Americas, Conference of Montreal, Adapting to a New World Order, 15th Annual Conference, Hilton, Montreal, Bonaventure Hotel. 8 to the 11th. So this ran through Thursday, ended Friday. Officially ended Thursday, but some still were there Friday. And just an amazing videos that he's posted. We've linked him up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the police protecting it. But really that they put out this program, this is exactly what we say the Bilderberg Group's covering, because we've gotten some of their minutes, stolen them, and they've also publicly released some now because they're in everybody's face. And it calls for a global government, global governance, how to have the central banks take over. And so I thought we'd have him on about that, but also we only had him on twice. Haven't had him on from Thursday or Friday, what happened then. So to give us a final recap of this key meeting. Remember, though, National News wrote several more stories over the weekend saying we're insane. Bilderberg exists, but they don't want world government. Yeah, and birds don't fly and fish don't swim and politicians don't lie either, right? Let's go to Sam LaBrier. Sam, good to have you here with us, my friend.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you, Sam. Okay, recap the keys. What was being covered there, who you saw, and all the new big developments that unfolded.
Well, one big thing that we learned about the conference is that it used to be done by invitation only, exactly like the Bilderberg meeting. And in the last few years, they've opened it up to the public more. You're able to buy your way in now, and apparently they're going to release all the text of all the speeches that were given on their own website, because there was pressure from the public that this is too secret of a meeting and what's going on.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, they've decided hiding and saying Bilderberg and CFR didn't exist, as they did for decades, blew up in their face. So now they're going, yeah, there's world government, but it's loving. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're still waiting to see those documents on the website, and we'll let you know. We'll keep in touch about that. They're still not up. The big thing on Wednesday was Madeleine Albright's speech, which was called The Americas and the New World Order. Now, when we were interviewing people that were coming out and asked them what she talked about, a lot of them said her speech was actually very boring and she didn't talk about anything in particular. However, what we realized talking to a lot of these people that were coming out is if you think of the New World Order like a pyramid and you got Rockefeller and Kissinger at the top, these are probably a few layers down in the pyramid.
This is like this is a regional thing, just to co-opt
exactly.
To make the locals feel important and to make them feel important and identify resistors. So it's an intelligence gathering operation with all the phones tapped in the hotel, everything NSA, Global Run, GSGQ. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. It's basically propagandizing the local elites to get them on board with the agenda. So a lot of the people that we interviewed, they don't have really a concept of the New World Order, what's really going on. In fact, we talked to some, it's up on YouTube, who were actually friends with key Bilderbergers in the city, and they didn't even know that Bilderberg existed.
Yeah, for those that don't know, a local top banker in town comes out, it's on video, you're talking to him in French, but you have a translation there for those in the who don't speak French, and the issue is you see a top Bilderberg group member stop, wave at him, and say, don't talk too much to those guys, and then drive off. And then he said, yeah, I was inside. There's no global government. You're just, you know, going after ghosts. Though I watched his body language, I think he was being deceptive. Go ahead.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, I was there interviewing him, and if he was lying, he's a very good liar, because we were convinced that he had never heard of Bilderberg, and when we
no, he was being arrogant.
What it
was. Well, let me just tell you, I'm a pretty good judge of people now after years of doing this. He had an arrogant, false aplomb on, and yes, he was BSing you, in my opinion. But go ahead.
Well, regardless, so there was quite a few people who came out and told us that Madeleine Albright's speech was about nothing. When we pushed on some people, she said that she talked more about multilateralism and using the UN a lot more. And so it could be that if you knew what to listen for, there actually were important things in her speech, and just a lot of people didn't know what to listen for. We're not sure yet. We're hoping that they honor their promise and put up the full text.
Well, we know what was important. What they put out is their press release on their own website. That admits global government right there.
Yeah, towards global governance was on Monday, one of the key luncheons.
And like you said, UNESCO, the UN was there as the main sponsor with the Genome Quebec and the local newspapers. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was really funny, actually. On Tuesday, the genomics was the big thing. And on Wednesday, all the reporting in the media was talking about electric cars. The big results from Tuesday were that electric cars were the new big thing, and absolutely no mention of anything related to genetics.
All right, let me just go over this. It says Finance and Governance Monday, opening plenary session of the conference towards a new global economic order. Modernizing financial regulation, that's translated to mean a new global bank of the world that sets all the tax rates, they admit that. Making innovation strategy succeed in a globalized world, that means using federal regulators to shut down all their competition and only allow the development of technologies owned by globalists. The financial system, after the crisis, new actors, new issues, creating new dummy corporations. Migration, productivity, and competition, that means blasting out borders, further destroying sovereignty. The challenges of integration towards North American Union, that's what that means. The challenges of integration means integrating the countries. The New World Governance was discussed at noon. Anything on that? The New World Governance?
No, that was on Monday when there was an extreme police presence, and nobody would talk to us when they were coming out.
Yeah, that was the real deal. And then thriving in a new financial order.
The other interesting thing about the global governance in the actual pamphlet with all the different events, almost every event had a little blurb describing what was going to be talked about at the event, except for towards the global governance had absolutely no blurb, no description about what was going to be talked about.
Oh,
yeah.
And then, of course, the real stuff went on at 1700, opening cocktail.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's when all the $2,000 an hour hookers were brought in. And then it goes on, sustainable development and innovations. That means seizing the economy, totally controlling what everybody can do, except for select licensed global cartels. Agricultural production and food safety, that means NAIS, grabbing the farms, the ranches openly, minimizing risk to public health, that's what that means. This is on the second day, energy in North America, key issues and opportunities, again, shutting down the coal plants, only letting the globalists build their own systems. Opening planetary session, energy and sustainable development in the context of economic crisis, the era of electric transportation in North America, sustainable development, psychological health in the workplace, more rules, more regulation, more federal minders in your business, tattling, spying, taxing, sucking, bossing, pimping, gangstering, genomics towards a revolution, total eugenics takeover, the energy forum, sustainable development, renewable energy against putting, like Austin just passed, incredible for home sales or buying or any upgrades to your home, huge regulations, zoning, always upping the regulations to where nobody can afford to even own a home anymore. If it leaks any energy or any air conditioning, you won't be able to have air conditioning, total shutdown and control. Why invest in genomics? Wednesday, public-private partnerships and infrastructure, that's the government paying all the taxpayer money to their wives and husbands and cousins in the open door, revolving door, where the cash of big government goes into private interest hands. Number four, European Union, America's free trade, the sensitive issues, that's making sure the U.S. doesn't have any protectionism or Canada, and making sure Europe doesn't as well, so we can be fully destroyed economically by the third world, and to make sure that they then can't use us as trading partners to lift themselves as well. Number nine, plenary session, the economic crisis, international trade, which global market, lessons from Brazil, China, India. The Americas and the New World Order will be discussed at the luncheon. That's an impromptu deal, so it's all off record, of course, for the North American Union. And then Thursday, the economic crisis and the role of central banks, how far can they go? Meaning how far can the raping and open power of the criminals go? That's asking locals how much raping will the locals take before they, how many of us have to be homeless or our children kidnapped before we finally fight back to all the scum enforcers they have having their way with us? Go ahead, sir.
Right, and they had the Canadian and Mexican governors of their central banks there talk about the required joint action between central banks. This is straight out of the Bank of International Settlements playbook. These central bankers are on board 110% with the New World Order and integrating North America, one currency for the whole continent. I mean, the whole thing.
Just incredible, my friend. Go back to that conversation. Sorry, go ahead.
How much time do we have? Because I have a big announcement, but it might take a few minutes if we're about to go to break.
We have about 6 minutes left, so go make your big announcement.
Okay, well, I'm also the creator of a website called Facts for Truth, which started last year, and what it was trying to organize fact campaigns for 9/11 truth. And with this recent happening, Glenn Beck labeling us as, or labeling the Holocaust Museum shooter as a hero to our movement, I've decided to start the website up again, so I'd like to announce it on your show that factsfortruth.com is going back online, and we're starting a campaign today to get Glenn Beck fired, removed from the airwaves for his completely irresponsible slandering of an entire movement, trying to label us with Holocaust deniers and such.
Well, so, by the way, the London Guardian's doing that. That's the talking point. And again, this is only giving credibility to all the Nazis. This is only making most 9/11 truth isn't about that. And there's no evidence, quote, that he's our hero. That's just made up crap. And when you hear Beck, he says, I have no proof. I mean, that'd be like if I said Glenn Beck is a hero to pedophiles. That's not true. I'll say it's just as asinine.
Yeah,
I mean, sorry, go ahead.
All I have to do is say, well, I can't confirm or deny this, and you can say whatever you want, apparently.
I can't confirm or deny that Glenn Beck has children locked up in a basement and he cuts their heads off every night. And I want to say on record, that's not true. I'm joking to make the point of what he's saying. But why was Von Braun let out of jail after 5.5 years when he tried to attack the Federal Reserve with handguns and dynamite?
Oh, there's so many questions. It's a very strange case.
This guy's a Fed. Hey, separately, did you see CNN admitted Adam Gadans, the son of the former ADL head, the head of Al-Qaeda, and also the Ottawa Citizen reports in the headline Creating Anti-Semitism Since 1965, that in 1966 and 65, the Canadian Jewish Congress helped organize the fledgling Canadian Nazi Party?
I saw that actually today up on your website, and you were saying that it's related to the Bronfmans?
Yeah, that's who set up the Jewish
Well, the Bronfmans are a huge family here in Montreal, so we're going to have to go over and ask them about this, because this is huge if it's true.
I tell you, I don't enjoy going up against these people, but I'm tired of the Nazis, and I'm tired of using the Nazis to restrict free speech and pimping out the people killed by Hitler. I mean, this is also... You know, Hitler was a bad guy and did kill a lot of Jews and other people, millions of people, and it's wrong to use those people's dead to destroy liberty and freedom in the U.S. and do the type of free speech attacks that Hitler would do. And this is really a dangerous game that the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center are using.
Well, it's like you say, Alex, I would rather be doing anything than having to fight these New World Order type people, but we don't have a choice, right? We either live on our feet or die on our knees. Die on our feet or live on our knees is what I meant to say. Sorry.
Well, I mean, folks, I want you to know, a lot of you are getting recruited by the Nazis because it is corrupt what Israel's doing. It is out of control. In front of the New York Times, Rahm Emanuel cracking his knuckles when the president tells him stop. That's like hiking his leg and marking his territory on him. This is part of a more sophisticated game, and it's meant to persecute Jews so they will then serve the more criminal elements of the Zionist movement. This is a very sophisticated game, and it's going to end up in a bunch of Jews getting killed and in America falling, because don't think the Nazis aren't going to be defeated in the end of this. This is a sophisticated, high-level game, and... That's why I have the Nazis attacking me, and I have the ADL attacking me, and I'm sick of it. Go ahead.
So I've sent the information about the Facts for Truth relaunching and the new campaign to get Glenn Beck off the airwaves to Rob D, and I hope it gets posted on your website. It's also sent to 9/11 Blogger. I'd like to offer my services to you if in the future any sort of event happens where we need to organize some sort of fax campaign. It will always be open to InfoWars. And in the future, I hope to start campaigns in the next few weeks supporting Ron Paul's bill in the Senate, trying to, now that he's got enough co-sponsors in the House, to have a fax campaign to get senators on board, and also a fax to the White House now that Joe Biden has received the thermetic evidence in the World Trade Center dust, pushing Obama to act on this information. So, so look out for that in the next 2 weeks.
Separately, though, are you saying you send stuff out via fax machine?
Yes, well, on the internet now, you can send faxes for free. If you have an email address, you can send faxes over the internet.
Let me stop you. People tend to ignore emails now to a great extent. They're still useful, but absolutely, fax machines, and there aren't a bunch of spam laws on those, are devastatingly accurate because people tend to read faxes. And I think you've really hit on something here that's intriguing. So give folks that website out again.
That's it. It's faxfortruth.com. And, yeah, that's why I started creating it, because, like you said, emails can be deleted very easily, but faxes is a lot harder to ignore. And because now with the Internet we can send faxes for free, anybody can do it. It's a great way to organize people and make an impact.
You know, I think the reason to go after Beck is the fact that he's CIA, just like Anderson Cooper, and he has CIA on the show every night, and he's following Homeland Security documents and battle plans. Stay there. Let's talk more about this when we get back on the other side.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
We're going to go ahead and start getting David Icke on here in about 4 minutes. He'll be with us for a full 2 hours. Always informative. I'm just going to throw news items out at him and get his take on each one. I do also want to encourage listeners to support us by buying the books and videos and materials from InfoWars.com. We always have different things going on around here that need support, and we're having a big effect. Thanks to all of you, the Money Bomb, raise $275,000. That will hire, I think, two more video editors and two more webmasters and help us get the space for the next year next door and buy the needed equipment. We need equipment with those employees as well. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and know this, for me, you're getting 110% of what I'm able to deliver, and I'm trying to up my game against the globalists. So God bless you all, and I thank you for your support. And if you forgot about the Money Bomb, would like to do it, you can still do it at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We also have a new listener supplied, because a caller called in Friday when I was doing Burmese's show and really flipped me out, because he mentioned a bill to a federal bill to let CPS basically kidnap people's kids, and he was listing some other bills, and I see him going after homeschoolers everywhere, and this stuff just really gets to me. And I pointed out that listeners should just write the articles, have the blurbs, have the bill sections. I can't keep track of it all. And then we'll have an editor scan over it, make sure it's all accurate, and help us. And send those emails to writers@InfoWars.com. Writers@InfoWars.com, and I'll make sure Kurt Nemo, Rob Do, and others check that. See, Aaron's gone now to interview Wayne Madsen for the upcoming Obama film in D.C., so he can't be here to post the articles on InfoWars. All I have is Kurt for InfoWars. That's why we have to get more people. And then that's a process of hiring those and getting them trained. And I'm not complaining. It's just that's why this takes time. And we couldn't do it without you, so I commend you. Because I just burn with frustration all the things I want to do, all the people I want to warn, all the things I want to cover and do. Okay, let's go back briefly here to our guest, Sam LeBeer, New World Order Conference. He covered up various of the Montreal 9/11 Truth. And the website, of course, he was just mentioning for people to go to is Facts for Truth. .com. Go ahead and finish up the point you were making. Got about a minute and a half, sir.
Okay, Alex. Well, very quickly, I'd encourage everybody to go to factsfortruth.com and get involved in the campaign. Send a fax every day this week. Bombard Fox News, telling them to fire Glenn Beck for his irresponsible practices. And here in Montreal, people who want to get involved, we're going to be organizing a march in the city on September 11th. Which we hope will coincide with marches all around North America and the rest of the world on September 11th. They can get involved at the website Montreal911truth.org. And also one of the head members of the group, JF, is also, he works very closely with Richard Gage and is responsible for the World for 9/11 Truth petition, W9T.org. And I'd encourage everybody to go sign the petition for a new investigation into 9/11. And just check out the Truther Girls username on YouTube. That's Sonia from Montreal 9/11 Truth, who's posting all the videos from the New World Order Conference. And congratulations again, Alex, on the Money Bomb. I wish you continued success. I'm a big fan of yours. I have been for years. And you're one of the only ones I trust.
Well, God bless you. I can see you have a good soul as well, Sam. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Alex. Thanks very much.
You better take care, Sam LeBeer. Now, I hope that everybody will listen to what I just said and will start writing articles. You see some incredible bill that gets me hyperventilating on air? I told my writers, write a story about it. They didn't. They're overwhelmed. Kurt worked Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. in the morning till midnight because I was working too and would see him online. I don't have the personnel. Now we're going to get them. Thanks to you. Because this is a mission. That's why I give my films out for free on the internet. All right, we'll be right back. Writers@InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.